Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk all news, comics, and media related to the... This is our survey results episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. With more responses this year than any previous year, we'll go over your favorite Transformers comic book artist, your favorite comic book colorist, your favorite comic book letterist. We're even going to go over your feedback as to how we're doing as a podcast. So stick around. This is Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that celebrates all the people who work on Transformers comics. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
What's up? Let's talk Transformers.
All right, so Happy New Year, everyone. We're in 2018 officially. At least you are if you're listening to this.
Hey, hello, future people.
Are there flying cars?
I hope so.
We're finally at the self-driving level.
I expect there to be flying cars in 2018.
So we did our best of 2017 toys survey results in Transmissions this week. And now we're going to do the best comics of 2017. Best Transformers comics of 2017. This is according to you, the listener and the voter, everyone who took our survey. We got 310 responses to the survey. This was the most we ever got in the 5 years we've done this. So thank you to everyone who responded. And I think this gives us a good sample size of people who've written in. So I hope you guys if you after you hear these results, let us know what you think, if you agree or disagree, and we'll continue the conversation in 2018.
Did you guys vote?
I did not.
I did not, no.
Neither did I.
Well, I did when we were testing the form. I don't know if Charles cleared that out.
Yeah, I cleared it. Yeah.
I cleared everything before releasing it to the public.
Yeah, so. No, I didn't vote for any of these either.
So we can mention who we like, though, if we want.
These are untainted.
Yeah. It's not, our three votes would not move the needle that much.
Right.
Well, maybe. Probably not, though.
And I'm guessing Yoshi probably would abstain from some of these categories, but we'll ask him about it in the new year.
Best texturist.
All right. Well, let's get into some of these results. The first question was, do you read the IDW Transformers comics? So we had, it was a pretty good margin. 73.5% of the respondents said they do read the comics and 26.5% do not. So the rest of the survey is only that 73.5% who said they read the comics. So starting off with best letterer, this is just the Tom B. Long Award for Excellence. I mean, he did pretty much everything. There was only like four comics that Tom B. Long didn't do this year, so it's not really a contest. So Tom walks away with this award, 76% of the votes. So congratulations, Tom.
The Tom B. Long Best Letter Award.
That's very appropriate. The next question, I thought it'd be interesting since we do have these yearly crossover events. I wanted to see if who was the best First Strike event cover team, because they did have a couple of artists and colorists work together on multiple covers in the First Strike event. And the group or the duo that came away with the winning cover was Wils Portacio and Thomas Deere. So they did First Strike covers for 1, 3, and 5 issues. 1, 3, and 5. They got 28.5% of the vote for this this category.
And Thomas Deere is a familiar name. He's done some Transformers covers and I think some interior stuff around Dark Cybertron era, like around then.
Yeah, and he also did some colors in the second Windblade volume, I believe.
Didn't he do the art in the Mars Attacks versus Transformers?
No.
No, that was Matt Frank. That was Matt Frank.
Okay. Never mind. I'm going back on mute.
Okay, moving on. Best cover colorist. With 32.7% of the vote, we got Josh Burcham. And Josh does colors on Lost Light covers, ROM versus Transformers covers, Optimus Prime, and the Transformers Annual 2017. So Josh is a well-known colorist for the Transformers books, and he's doing the interior colors on Optimus Prime, so and he's doing a lot of covers with Nick Roche. So it's a nice pairing that Nick Roche and Josh Burcham do a lot of covers together. So I think this is well-deserved. Did you guys have any particular picks for cover colorist?
I like them all. Like out of the top three here with the two Joshes and JP, I like them all. I mean, they all have their own style. Like, you know, Josh has been doing this more kind of darker looking style, and or Josh Burcham has, and Josh Perez, I really like how he has like the lights on the characters look really awesome. And JP just kind of, I don't know, I just all around like his coloring style, and so just I'll take any of them.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Jeremy. Most of that. The Burcham's colors on Optimus Prime have been very distinct, and it's very noticeable with the color job that he's been doing. Perez's colors on ROM versus Transformers really stuck out, and I really definitely took notice of the work that he was doing in ROM versus Transformers, and he would have gotten my vote based on that miniseries. And John Paul is just John Paul. He's always good, but I feel like we didn't really see him a lot of his work this year.
Yeah, JP didn't do a lot of covers this year. Usually he pairs with Casey Collar a lot of times, but yeah, he always does good work with Casey. All right, let's move on to best cover artist. And this is, I want to qualify this, cover artist lines only. So this is someone who does line art for a cover, and then one of the colorists will do the colors. And with third place at 11.6% of the vote, we have Kay Zama, who she does a cover on Optimus Prime, since that's her main book. So she does a cover every month. With 27.1% of the vote, we have Nick Roche, who does covers on Lost Light and ROM versus Transformers. All those, every one of those issues, he did a cover, and usually with Josh Burcham as the colorist. And then Alex Milne, with 39.8% of the vote, wins the category. And he does covers on Lost Light and ROM versus Transformers, and usually with Josh Perez. So Alex takes it away, and that's definitely a well-deserved prize for Alex and covers there. He puts a lot of work into those cover images.
I will want to say, since I wasn't on the show where y'all reviewed Optimus Prime 14, Keizama's bludgeon cover was nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
Now, best cover artist, where the artist does everything, does the lines and the colors. And in this category, this was really no contest. Sarah Peter Durocher, with 50.3% of the vote. She does covers on Till All Are One. She also did a bunch of other covers for, like she did the special covers for the inaugural issues of all the Hasbro Universe books after the Revolution tie-in last year.
It's kind of the graffiti themed covers.
Exactly. Yep. But yeah, I mean, her covers are, and we talked about it in our Till All Are One annual review, painterly style of the covers she does, that's really different from her interior art style. I think it's really distinctive and really striking, and people have responded to it. All right, moving on to best fill-in or partial interior colorist. So these are colorists who don't have a regular entry on the book, on a Transformers comic, but they do fill-in art. And with 37.3% of the vote, The winner in this category was John Paul Bove, our good friend of the show.
Awesome.
JP, congratulations. And he did some partial interior work on Lost Light number 1, Optimus Prime number 8, and the Transformers Annual 2017 this year. Very well deserved. Next, the best fill-in or partial interior line artist. So this is our artists who either did like one issue of a series during the year or did just a fraction of the line art in a couple of books. So with 44.5% of the vote, Alex Milne takes this character category with his issue. He did Optimus Prime number 4. So, and we talked to him earlier in the year about his work on Optimus Prime number 4, especially the Easter eggs that he put in that issue, which was really cool and really fun. So I think this is well deserved. I mean, he was the regular artist on More Than Meets the Eye. So it's nice to see that coming off of that book and doing fill-in issues, his art still gets recognized. All right. Now we're getting into the regular art awards for all art and writing awards for people who are in it for the long haul. So the best regular interior colorist. So this is a colorist who consistently does the issues on a series of books. In third place with 20.6% of the vote, Josh Perez on Rom versus Transformers, who was paired with Alex Milne. Those colors were really striking, and all the sci-fi space scenes were really well done. With 30.4% of the vote in second place, you have Josh Burcham on Optimus Prime. And his coloring style definitely brings a striking look to that book. And in first place, with 46.9% of the vote, Joanna LaFuente on Lost Light and Till All Are One. So she did regular colors on both of those books. So she does a lot of work during the year, and I think it deserves to be recognized. Her colors are always really good, and she's able to work with a lot of different artists. All right, and now we come to best regular interior artist. Now we because this category has been won consistently for several years, we're going to call it we're renaming it to the Alex Milne Best Regular Interior Artist Award, because this will be the fifth time that Alex Milne has won this category. So he comes in first with 35.8% of the vote on Rom versus Transformers. And yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, Alex has been on More Than Meets the Eye for the last few years. So even not being on that main book, he still pulls in the win. Third place with 16.9% was Jack Lawrence on Lost Light. So newcomer Jack Lawrence still places third place. And then with 28.4% in second place, Sarah Peter Drew O'Shea until All Are One. So it's good to see Sarah's art recognized as well, because we really like her art too. Now, best writer for a Transformers comic series. In third place, with 16.7% of the vote, we have John Barber, who did both Optimus Prime and Rom versus Transformers this year. With 29.1% of the vote in second place, Margaret Scott, who did both Till All Are One and First Strike. And first place with 49.3% of the vote, James Roberts on Lost Light. So not really a surprise. James Roberts is a fan favorite. He's won this category consistently with More Than Meets the Eye. So he continues his streak here. Personally, I actually think Margaret Scott edges it out this year. I thought she had a much more consistent run of quality writing this year. There were definitely some places I felt Lost Light dipped, in terms of the writing quality. So that's my personal pick.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Optimus Prime and Lost Light both. I mean, because we've harped on the opening six issue arcs of both. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I just think Till All Are One was consistent. And First Strike was the first crossover that I really enjoyed that they've done. So I would have given it to Margaret too.
I agree. Lost Light wouldn't have been my pick, but fair is fair. And because James Roberts has won this award every year, we need to rename this award the James Roberts Best Writer Award.
Fair enough. congratulations to James Roberts.
The people have spoken.
And now we are coming down to the last few categories. Now, best story arc for the year in Transformers comics. With 16.8%, third place was the ROM versus Transformers Shining Armor series. So that five-issue series as one story arc. With 19.3% of the vote in second place, Dissolution, that six-issue story arc we mentioned that started Lost Light. And then there was a seventh issue that was kind of the coda for that six-issue story, or the epilogue. And people liked that story, although I think... We were not as positive on that.
It would have been a great three-issue story.
Yeah. but then edging it out, the first place with 20.3% of the vote, the four-issue arc of Tallulah 1, the last four issues, Tallulah 1 numbers 9 to 12, where Starscream consolidates his power on Cybertron. So these last four issues... people picked as the best story arc. So congratulations to the Tallulah 1 team.
Mm-hmm. Well done. That was a close vote.
And this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I think this is the first time a non-more-than-meets-the-eye story arc won this category. I'm not sure about that, but I think it is.
Well, I mean, technically, it would be because this is the first time more-than-meets-the-eye has not been a book.
That's true, Jeremy. Lost Light is a spiritual successor to More Than Meets the Eye, though.
Just pointing out the obvious.
All right. And the last category. So this is the big one. This is the Best Picture Award. Best Transformers Comic Series of 2017. With 14.4% in third place, ROM versus Transformers Shining Armor. With 26.4% in second place, Tallulah 1. And the winner in first place with 45.8% of the vote, Lost Light. So yeah, Lost Light runs away with the best comic for 2017. Congratulations to the Lost Light team, James Roberts, Jack Lawrence, and Joanna LaFuente. Also Tom B. Long, all the lettering. So you guys did a great job, and people enjoyed it this year.
I think if it were my vote, I would have done ROM versus Transformers. I mean, just
okay.
It was a short mini series, but just so much action.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something very enjoyable. And I could give that to someone that has very little Transformers knowledge and just say, here, enjoy this comic book.
Yeah. I think if ROM had more issues, like if it ran longer throughout mm-hmm. the year, it would have been a bigger contender. There was 12 issues of Lost Light and 12 issues of Tallulah 1 to right. go up against. And it just five issues. Is hard to place against 12, right?
Yeah.
So what was your pick, Daryl?
Oh, it would have been ROM versus Transformers as well. I really liked it. As much as I liked Tallulah 1, ROM versus Transformers is right in my wheelhouse as far as my likes for comic books is action, and the art's fantastic, and it's a quicker read, and I liked everything about ROM versus Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I would have picked Tallulah 1 just because I really enjoyed all the story arcs, and you know, I was left wanting more for Tallulah 1. I mean, I really enjoyed ROM versus Transformers too, but I think Tallulah 1 would have gotten my vote for best series, and ROM versus Transformers would have gotten my vote for best story arc of the year. I want to give a shout out to a few jokesters who took our survey. So we do leave an other entry so people can put whatever they want if they don't want to, you know, choose from the choices that we give them in the survey. So one person for all the categories that we had in the comics series, this person put Swindle for all the answers. So best series was Swindle. Best story arc was Swindle number one. Best writer was Swindle. Best artist was Swindle. So
Swindle's a free comic book day book. That's Swindle number one.
Yeah. And then another person in the category for best series of the year had a low opinion of the state of the Transformers comics in 2017, because this person put, "Fucking hell, they've all been tragic."
Oh,
so. So, I mean, I can definitely say that the 2017 Transformers comics was not my favorite year. Like, I think the comics are being messed with a little bit with the whole Hasbro universe thing. So I can definitely see how that would annoy people. So I sympathize with with this person's frustration. All right. So those are all the results for the comics categories and surveys, but we also got a little bit more feedback. So we mentioned some of the feedback in the Transmissions Toy Show results, but there's some more comics focused feedback that we saved for this episode too. So let's talk a little bit about that feedback.
So let's get into some of this feedback. The first thing is a correction. Sarah Petra Durocher wasn't listed as a cover artist. I believe she was not listed as, like,
for what category?
Right. Because she was listed under best cover artist for lines and covers, or lines and colors, not lines only, because she always did her own right, colors.
Exactly. Yep. So we were right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you didn't get to the next question. So anyway, the next thing was less swearing. Oh, wait, I already said that. I guess I guess this person did a comment on the other show. It also said, you guys should do the whole podcast on YouTube instead of just doing trips to the store. Also, more celebrity interviews. I love the Dane Gilvezan interview. My favorite was the Flint Dilly one. Keep up the great work, guys. Those are a couple older interviews, but yeah, we're trying to get more people. We had a spontaneous Alex Milne recently.
Celebrities are, you know, they don't like to be found.
Yeah. Celebrities are hard. And those interviews were both, I think the Flint Dilly one was at TFCon Charlotte, and the Dane Gilvezan one, we tried to do during a TFCon, but just scheduling didn't work out. But it was all pre-planned, we did it like though. The next week on Skype.
Yeah. It was all pre-planned.
Right. So it's just, I think those are going to always be more around a convention time. Assuming that the convention lets us get in contact with the celebrities, but you know, let us know who you want us to try to get. And you know, we'll try to interview. I mean, a lot of times we can contact people on Twitter and they're receptive until you get to that, you know, higher level of people. You know, Peter Cullen is probably not someone that's going to come on our show.
When you get to the people who have their own people, that makes it a little bit harder.
Yeah, if the person manages their own Twitter, chances are we have a shot.
You wouldn't be referring to Adam Goldberg, would you?
I didn't say that.
This is still a sore spot for me. We're right, so close. Let's move on. So but close. Yeah,
let's move on. This next person said an option to select multiple best artists. Different artists have different qualities, creative choices that draw readers to them. So it's hard to pick just one. I wonder if there's a way we could do like have people rank 1, 2, and 3 and have it be weighted. I'm not sure how that would work, but yeah, I mean, I know it's hard to pick. Like I mentioned on that colorist question earlier, I like them all for different reasons, but you know, someone's got to be the best.
I understand wanting to, you know, to pick multiple ones, but I mean, we do have a lot of categories, so maybe you can you know, you can pick one artist for one category and another artist for another one. I mean, it's really, you know, and this is not, you know, there's no cash prize for this survey. So it's not that
right.
critical that you get to recognize every artist. So if you want, the best way to recognize an artist is to really tell them you like their work and buy, you know, commission something or buy some of their art. I mean, I think that's that would be something that most artists would appreciate.
Yeah, I think that'd be Russian Yoshi's recommendation too, to send the artist your money. But it, I agree, because like the other day, I got the artist edition cover for Optimus Prime, and I just sent Andrew Griffith a note on Twitter saying this was awesome, I loved it. And I think if artists see you doing that, you know, just seeing that people do love what they're doing, I'm sure that is, you know, a great boost to their state of mind. And, you know, who knows what kind of day they were having, but I can imagine it makes it better. This next one says, I always find myself wanting to see more of X artist or X colorist or X writer. Maybe that could be a good sign to publishers who an audience would love to see gracing covers or interiors. A who do you want to see more on cover art and who do you want to see more from on interiors or whatever can be fun. It seems like something like that might be a little hard to gauge. I imagine there are a few obvious choices to include for art contributions, but I assume you'd want to exclude regulars. Barber and Roberts being prominent on writer duties means they wouldn't be included on a list of who you do want to see write more Transformer stories. So I think that's a good idea to have kind of a wish list type option.
Yeah, good feedback. Maybe we can incorporate it for next year.
And the last bit of feedback we have here says, WTF at TFW is my preferred podcast. I just wish they talked about the media more, so I listen to Transmissions to fill in the gaps. Your survey is too much. I don't even know how many people would know half of the comic artist categories. I don't even know how many people know what half the comic artist categories actually do, let alone be able to tell their work apart enough to pick a best.
Has this person met Charles?
I think one of the things we could do next year, and I think we got a late start this year. I'd like to maybe do what Daryl did with the toys and include images for each one. And that would kind of give you an idea.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about that, but I also thought we should for the covers in particular, we should probably include multiple images or, right. You know, like a link to a gallery. So you have a little bit more to judge. And yeah, we just ran out of time. Didn't have chance to put that up, but I do want to keep these categories because I think like the artists and particularly the colorists don't get mentioned enough, don't get enough recognition. And
yeah,
I think people, you know, say people don't know what half the comic artists do. Well, we're trying to educate them and trying to show that, you know, each comic has lots of people contributing to it. I mean, the line artist and the colorist are doing important work in addition to the writer. And
don't forget the letters.
I think they all deserved. Yeah. The letters as well. Yeah. I mean, that's always Tom B. Long, but he does great work. So yeah. he should be recognized for it. So I think everyone, and maybe we can work a little bit harder to differentiate the contributions they make so that people are informed for taking the survey. But yeah. I think it's important to put these categories in there.
I mean, just from doing the taller one cover that we commissioned and watching that process made me appreciate the job of a colorist that much more, because we originally wanted a more Marvel G1 styled thing. And when Josh gave us that, I mean, he gave us exactly what we asked for. We realized with these modern designs, it just didn't look right at all. So he did his modern stuff and it just made the art completely different. And I just think, you know, people really need to start understanding more about, you know, each aspect of what goes into a comic book. I mean, unless you're reading The Walking Dead, which, you know, you're just dealing with the line art.
Yeah. So I think we're going to try to make it more visible to the survey respondents as to what each person does. Maybe try to do that during the year when we talk about the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully when it gets time to do the survey next year, it'll be a little bit easier to follow, but still have all the different categories to recognize the different people. All right. Well, that's all the feedback. There was a lot more feedback in the survey and we've been reading through it, but that's the bits we wanted to highlight. So thank you to everyone who took the time to take the survey and took the time to leave detailed comments, and pretty much all the comments were constructive and helpful, you know, even with criticisms. No one was just like, you know, I hate your show and why are you even doing this? You should all just go away. Nobody said anything like that. So thank you for not doing that. And yeah, thank you for sticking with us through another year. And we're looking forward to bringing you more Transformers talk in 2018.
Yeah. I mean, this has been a great year for us on the podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing what 2018 has in store for us.
Damn right. We've got at least for 3/4 of 2018, we've got Toy Hacks gift certificates to give away every month. And then at the end of that, we've got a big fucking prize to give away. So
yeah. Eventually we'll start telling people what that prize is.
Yeah, I've actually wanted to do that. So I'm excited to tell people at least a little bit what's in that. So, yeah. 2018 is going to be fun. Very fun.
Awesome. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week with our first regular new show of the 2018. So until then, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Very fun. Later.
Thanks for listening to Transmissions. Remember, you can help support the show by donating to us directly via Patreon or PayPal. Once you become a donor, you will receive access to donor-only goodies, like donor-only contests, listening to us record Transmissions live, and getting Transmissions swag at 20% off. You can find links for this at transmissionspodcast.com/support. Subscribing to us on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play is also a great way to support us here at Transmissions. Every subscription we get helps us get better noticed on those services. Leaving us a comment and 5-star review doesn't hurt either. Be sure to come chat with us on Discord. You will find a link for Discord at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. And of course, you can always send us an email at feedback@transmissionspodcast.com. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.